Hannah's got the observation deck, brought to you by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supersonic.
I have known you guys for a couple of years now. Monty, almost a decade. And I'm safe to say we all look like we're going to die sometime soon.
I would agree with that.
Thanks.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that in mind, have you guys put any stock into what you want to happen to your corpse?
Sounds dark when you call it a corpse.
I think we've talked about this before. Weren't we going to... Maybe you weren't here for this. Maybe Lando was here.
I think Lando was here.
It sounds like more of a Lando topic.
I'm familiar.
Lando was definitely... Yeah, because Lando insisted. He's like, I got 10:50 on Sunday.
Oh.
I want to tell you guys where I'm headed. Because I think the plan for me was at ticket stock, like, you know how they'll get rid of beast whale bodies?
They'll blow them up.
Yeah, we're going to strap you with dynamite.
We're going to load me up with dynamite and then blow me up at the Plano Event Center for all the P1s to get a little party.
To get some blubber
on
them.
Yeah, get a party favor if they need.
That is the ultimate nod to the P1.
And you have a big countdown. 5, and then everyone gets ready.
Boy, we would all be fighting over who gets to push it. Yeah.
Maybe auction it off for charity.
I'd rather just do it personally.
I don't give money to anybody.
Make it about you.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I have that, got a really weird look from my lawyer, but that is in my written will and testament.
You got a lawyer?
I am a lawyer.
It's illegal to call yourself a lawyer on the radio.
Stolen lawyer valor?
Yes.
Yeah. Stolen law.
Most lawyers dress nicer than you, so I have suspicions you're not actually a lawyer. But that's just me.
What are your plans?
I don't know.
Oh.
There are two types of people in this world.
Okay.
Alive people and dead people. Of the alive people, there's two types of alive people. People who overly plan on what they want to happen to their bones when they die. And then there's also people that just don't give a rip. And it's just like, wherever I die, just leave me there.
Trying to follow this tree he's outlined so far. We have dead people, alive people, and then of the alive people, another bracket's broke out.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very broad.
Yeah.
I find myself going back and forth on what I want to happen to me when I die. On one hand, I do like the idea of someone turning me into compost, and then, like, I become a tree. Because, you know, nature and stuff. Seems like a circle in life type deal.
They're just going to cut you down, though.
That's my thing. My worry is someone's going to hack me down. Where, like, some developer that's going to build, like, a data center is going to buy the property my me tree is on.
And then they turn you into, like, EA's toilet paper.
That would be the biggest insult. Or if they mow me down, pave me over, and put, like, some sort of, like, salad restaurant there.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I don't want that to happen to me.
Or what if just the tree never grows? What if you compost and make it just
be like how I was as a human?
You're like, this is the one tree that you have to put barbecue sauce on, Dr. Pepper.
But then I like the idea of having somewhere permanent to where, like you said, someone could walk by my grave and just pour a can of Dr. Pepper on me. Every once in a while.
That's risky, though, because what if your future family doesn't want to live in the same area that they grew up and where you're buried?
Like my grandparents on my dad's side, they all live in Indiana. And I will never see their grave again, probably.
I barely want to be alive in Indiana, let alone dead in Indiana.
We have one of our uncle's ashes down here in Texas, but he lived in Indiana because... Once my parents were visiting, they found out that the people that took his ashes had him, like, in a cardboard box with no plans for him.
Beaten.
And so...
They pushed him down some stairs.
Eventually, we're going to take
his... Oh, that's Jackass.
That's the Jackass funeral package.
Yeah.
It's to be dumped over...
Or you go up in the, like a porta potty connected to a couple of cranes.
That one was cringy.
But he's shoved in Steve-O's butt.
Like you got to earn in there.
Yeah.
But his urn with his ashes has been down here in Texas for like, I want to say like a decade now. Even though he's been dead for a decade.
Yeah,
that checks out timeline.
So I also don't want to be ashes because I don't want people to like put me on a windowsill and then I just get dusted over or something.
I think we should just Bin Laden you and just hurl you off a boat into the sea.
So in the past, we've talked about there was a company that will rocket you into orbit. So you're amongst the satellites. Or they just slingshot you into the abyss. That I like. I like the idea of being slingshot somewhere.
I'd like my final resting place to be a little more specific than just the abyss. I don't know what that's going to mean after
the
I'm
cold
dead.
Vacuum of space?
Yes.
I don't want, the aliens that eventually come here and visit us to, the first thing they see is a frozen ham body just floating by.
They would know that
their windshield.
They would know that our species
turn
is
back,
so
yeah,
weak.
Go
no,
back.
They would know it's weak and that they can instantly conquer us.
Ooh,
how
yeah.
many light years have we been flying? No, it's not worth it.
Yeah, we need to send like the Rock out there when he dies. They think it's all him.
They're analyzing Ham's body, the molecular breakdown. It's
I mean, that would be a good way to throw
how
him
is
off
this
the
guy
scent.
Alive? 90% sugar.
That's what I'm saying. Like they would think that they're all Ham. Like honestly, yeah, just send all three of us out there and that would not be a good representation.
They
of
would
the
be
human
very
race.
Confused.
And then they get here and yeah, they lose.
What are these things?
I think the urn with your ashes is the best. So that way your family can keep track of you. Hopefully your family cares enough that they'll keep track of you.
Again.
I think that's on you during your life to serve your family enough to the point to where they feel invested.
And want
to
care for you after you die.
Yeah.
That's what we thought.
But it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't
way.
Work that way.
You'll likely end
it's
up...
Like, yeah, we'll eventually get back to Indiana and bring his ashes back and like actually have him buried in an actual plot. But it's just...
You're going to be in a storage
the
shed.
The days are almost already
and, like,
done.
The Yep guy is going to buy your storage unit and then give it to a Goodwill.
So have you guys heard of cemeteries? Cemeteries.
Hold on, let him get there.
Cemetery.
There you go.
Stalkers.
Cemetery.
Cemetery stalkers. No, I promise I've never heard that term
People
before.
Tell me I lead a cemetery life.
That's sedentary.
Oh.
I don't know what the difference is.
We know, bud.
They're probably actually pretty closely related.
These are people who will pay large sums of monies to be buried next to their favorite celebrity. One man, Anthony Jabin, who is 62 years old. He's a tech investor who is obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. I even wrote it down as Monroe.
Why?
Wow. Why the hell did I write it like that? Monroe.
I like Manro better.
Isn't that what the Norwegians are doing?
He's obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. And I'm looking ahead to make sure I didn't write Manro for the rest of this. Why did I write it? Whatever. So he spent close to $200,000 to purchase the crypt next to hers.
Spare. Like, why? Why would you care?
His quote, "I bought the crypt next to her, Marilyn Monroe." Because it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to spend eternity next to the most iconic actress of all time. She's definitely my favorite blonde.
Creepy.
Oh, so
which
it's
is
just
creepy.
The hair color.
She got the whole package.
Yes.
I got bad news for him. I think in the crypt, after you die, the blonde hair goes away.
No, hair lasts forever, right?
Yeah, I see all those skeletons with just full heads of hair on.
Well, the hair, because your skin will recede and it'll just be the skull, but the hair, because the skin recedes and you shrink, essentially, your hair looks like it grows. So you got hairy corpse.
You've done more research on this than I have, clearly.
He's not wrong.
Thank you. On this instance.
Yeah, just don't repeat any names.
So he bought the plot, which is one row above and four spaces over. Which is not next to her.
Yeah, it's just not even nearby.
He also revealed he sends her flowers to her grave every day.
Creepy.
She died about 2 years before he was born. Is it weird you're obsessed with somebody who's been dead before
yes
you're
to
even
any,
alive?
Any question you're asking about this story, it's probably yes.
I also find it weird that like some spare person could just... If they have enough money, buy space next to famous people.
I guess I don't even think about like, where famous people are buried.
I think in life, famous people should be away from the rest of the common folk like they should be in death.
Why? Yeah, but what constitutes famous? I mean, is the ShamWow guy going to get to be buried next to Marilyn Monroe?
Her, maybe. Monroe, probably not.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What's the cutoff?
What gets you into this exclusive
fame.
Cemetery?
Like the trifecta.
I mean, Monty's pretty famous in some circles. Is he getting into the famous
club? No, but we're blubber blasting him.
Yeah, all my blubber blasted pieces can't be buried.
Maybe we just bury the stump somewhere in the famous. We spread it out, like William Wallace's body to the four corners.
I gotta give it to the ferryman in the afterlife.
But Hollywood Forever, which is a funeral home in L.A., sells proximity to dead celebs. For $50,000, you could be buried in a glass front niche at the Judy Garland Death Pavilion. So you could buy a small glass compartment the size of a shoebox, only big enough to hold an urn, so you could be buried next to Judy Garland. So, Dorothy.
Buried doesn't seem like the right term there.
Laid to rest.
Laid to...
Yeah.
Laid?
Because those have always weirded me out, where you go and it's like a... They're like deposit boxes for dead people.
Is that the way to go? Because it's a weird spacing issue at cemeteries. I don't even think
like
I said
at some
it
point
right
there's finite ground, but... I mean, the problem is, are you thinking that if you're laid next to him, that when you are both in heaven, that you get to be by her side at all times?
Or if you're a ghost, you just get to hang out with her?
I guess you'd like to think so, if you were buried next to your family or something.
But why does it matter?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if my family said, let's all do that, I'd probably do it, but...
Like, if we're all going to hell,
don't know what it means.
Then why do we care where we're buried on Earth?
Speak for yourself, bud.
I plan on doing good in my life at some point.
I was going to say, you better start, dude.
I may be getting a late start here, but some point, I'll do something.
Now you got me thinking of what I want to do.
And you never thought about it ever?
Not really. Planning on living forever. And then when I don't, it's just someone else's problem.
Yeah, you deal with it. I don't care.
Gosh. You're just going to make the hardline intern dispose of you?
Bill.
Just throw me in the Trinity next to the jail.
Just throw him off the side of the AAC and let Delonte West deal with him.
But something to think of. Where are you going to be buried?
Oh, yeah. Another idea is I could be tauntauned.
Somebody's going to cut you open and live inside you?
Yeah. Like some homeless guy could live in me.
Thank you, Monty.
Yeah, Lando. If Lando wants to live inside me, certainly can.
It's pretty roomy in here.
Come inside my Monty crib.
He's got a whole pool table in here.